Any good morning. Sports time here on Albert Lea Radio from the Americana Insurance Press Box. I'm Aaron Worm. Let's get to some prep scores from yesterday. Let's start with Section 1 AA Boys Soccer postseason. Byron, the number 2 seed. Albert Lea, the number 7 seed. Byron, they're moving on. They beat Albert Lea 4-0. The Tigers' season comes to an end. Section 1 AA Girls Soccer, same two schools. Byron, the number 2 seed, Albert Lea, the number 7 seed, and Byron wins this matchup as well, 5-0 over our Tigers. So the Albert Lea girls soccer team, their season also comes to an end. In volleyball last night, nice win for Albert Lea on the road. They take that long trip to Winona, and they beat the Wind Hawks 3-2. Also in volleyball, Alden Conger, they are the Valley Conference champions once again. They beat Martin County West 3-0. Blooming Prairie over USC 3-1. Lake Mills, they hosted a quadrangular, and they won all three matchups. They beat Hampton, Dumont, Cal, Nashua, Plainfield, and North Butler, all three schools, 2-0. Bulldogs now 27-4 on the season. Northwood Kensett, they got beat by North Iowa 3-0, 25-22, 25-19, and 25-20. Vikings dropped to 4-18. In cross country yesterday, at the Austin Invite. This was held at Meadow Greens Golf Course. Let's start on the boys' side. Lake City took first, Winona second, Austin in third. Albert Lea took fourth place out of seven teams. Out on the girls' side, the girls, they took seventh. The Albert Lea girls did. Lake City took first, Austin second, Winona third. When it comes to individuals on the boys' side, Gavin Hankey, what a race ran by him. Second place overall, Isaiah McGaffey, he finished fifth. On the girls' side, J.I. Malagaya, she took 11th to lead the Tigers. Girls swimming and diving, Mankato West beat Albert Lea yesterday 90-81. The Minnesota Wild have placed rookie left wing Matt Boldy on the injured non-roster list with a broken ankle. Now, the move was made as the team set the roster to start the regular season. Now, Boldy was hurt last week in a preseason game. He's expected to be sidelined for 4 to 6 weeks. The Wild will open up the season on Friday when they travel to Anaheim. Well, three down, one to go in baseball's division series. The Astros have moved on to the AL Championship Series against the Boston Red Sox, and the Atlanta Braves have earned a spot in the NLCS. Meanwhile, the Dodgers, they have forced a fifth in the deciding game in their NL Division Series. They whipped the Giants last night. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. Jose Altuve, let's start with this series, belted a three-run homer, scored four times, and stole a base as the Astros eliminated the White Sox in Game 4 of the Division Series 10-1. The rout puts the Astros in the ALCS for a fifth straight season. Now, the Braves, they beat the Brewers yesterday 5-4 on Freddie Freeman's solo homer off of Josh Hader in the eighth inning. Atlanta was down 2-0 at one point, down 4-2 at another point, but they come back and they beat the Brewers 5-4 to win that series 3-1. In Los Angeles, the Dodgers, they stayed alive with a 7-2 win over the Giants. Game 5 of that series should be a good one tomorrow night in San Francisco. The Giants and the Dodgers split the first two games in the Bay Area. Winner of that game, of course, will get Atlanta in the NLCS. The Brooklyn Nets have announced that All-Star guard Kyrie Irving will not play or practice with the team until he can be a full participant, and in the idea that he would play in only road games. Under a New York mandate, professional athletes playing for a team in the city had to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to play or practice in public venues. Now, Irving had rarely been with the team in New York. He wasn't even eligible to practice with the Nets in New York until Friday, when the city told the team that its training facility was considered a private venue. It was opening night for the NHL last night. The Pittsburgh Penguins are the first winners of the NHL season, having spoiled the Tampa Bay Lightning's banner-raising night. It was also a night of first in Las Vegas as the Seattle Kraken, they lost their NHL debut. Let's start with the Penguins. Again, they went to Tampa Bay. 11 Penguins collected at least 1 point. They beat the Bolts 6-2. The Kraken, they clawed back from a 3-0 deficit in their NHL debut, only to lose 4-3 to the Golden Knights of Las Vegas. NFL, Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster is done for the season. Now, Coach Mike Tomlin says Smith-Schuster will have surgery to repair an injured right shoulder and is heading to injured reserve. Now, Smith-Schuster sustained the injury in the second quarter of a victory over Denver last weekend. The Steelers will turn to a James Washington, among others, to fill the void left by Smith-Schuster's absence. The Buccaneers have removed Super Bowl winning coach John Gruden from the team's Ring of Honor at Raymond James Stadium. Now, Gruden resigned as coach of the Raiders Monday night following the discovery of emails that he sent containing racist, homophobic, and misogynistic comments. Now, he led the Bucs from 2002 through 2008 and is the winningest coach in team history. And Tom Brady says his heavily wrapped throwing hand is sore, but he does expect to play when the Buccaneers visit the Eagles tomorrow night. Brady injured his right hand in the first half, a Tampa Bay's 45-17 win over Miami on Sunday. And at sports, from the Americana Insurance Press Box, for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.